Let's just pray. Ooh, wow. Father, we thank you that you have done wonderful things for us. And we thank you that you have done them in Jesus. And it's only through him we are able to rejoice. Father, we thank you that we can come together and share and think about these wonderful things this afternoon. We just pray that as we think and listen to your voice, that you'll speak to us in our hearts. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. When George asked me to share this afternoon, thinking he would beat the cricket just down the road, it was a privilege to be asked. So I thank you for the opportunity to share this afternoon. I wondered about going back to first bases. What are the things that matter? What are the things that Jesus wants us to do? And there aren't many things that Jesus actually says in all of his preaching that we are to do. There aren't a lot of things he says, these things you must do. He tells us we need to go into the world, the whole world, and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He says, when you pray. So obviously he expects us to pray. He says, when you fast. So he expects us to fast. We don't hear about fasting, but that's another sermon. But one of the other things that Jesus says, and I think it's summed up as we think today, because today is Vision Sunday in our church, we often think about where those verses that Dave shared this morning, where there is no vision, the people perish. And we need to think and understand what Jesus is saying to us to do, and those things that to share the gospel are just mandatory because of what Jesus has done for us. And in the text for this afternoon is Matthew 6:33, and it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. One of the clear commands that Jesus says is to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added to us as well. And I've been pondering over that this week. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And I was sharing with George this morning about this. We often hear that and just hear the first part. We're to seek first his kingdom. The kingdom of God was announced by Jesus to be here. And in fact, the understanding that we have that Jesus shared when he said the kingdom of God is here, he says the kingdom of God is here and near. And in fact, he actually has that view that the kingdom of God is near, but it is here. And we need to have that same understanding. The kingdom of God is here because it's near. But he wasn't talking about a physical kingdom. He was talking about a spiritual kingdom. And one of the great things about this is, as a church that believes in healing, we're able to say we can heal in the name of Jesus because the kingdom of God is here. We can pray for the sick and the lame in the same way that Jesus did because the kingdom of God is here. It is so near to us, we just ask the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, to come into our presence here and change our circumstances. That is why it is near. But you can't access that unless you ask for it. So we are to seek, what are we to seek? We are to seek the kingdom of God. We actually ask God, Jesus says, seek his kingdom and his righteousness. So we are to ask that the kingdom of God is expanded. Its realm is going to be ever greater. And that is why we can pray for the sick and the lame. Because Jesus announced the kingdom of God in the same way that we do today. The kingdom of God is here. That if we access it, we can ask for God to intervene. And that's why it's such a wonderful message to say we are seeking what God wants to do. And we are wanting God to heal. We are wanting God to change lives. We are wanting the chains of sin to be broken. We are wanting lives to be changed. That is the sort of kingdom that Jesus talked about and the sort of kingdom that we want to seek. The spread of what he does and what he wants to do in this world. So we are to extend that to... And I wondered about that. That's what we are to seek, the kingdom of God. It is not to bring glory onto anyone else. It is not bring glory onto someone who can pray for the sick, but it's bring glory to God. That is his kingdom. His kingdom we seek. And we, in the same way that Jesus announced at the beginning of his ministry. Do you remember those verses in Luke? Does anyone tell me what he said? The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom from the prisons and recovery for the sight to the blind and to release the oppressed and proclaim the year of the Lord's favour is here. That is what his kingdom is about. That is what his kingdom, and we are the carriers of his kingdom to the people around us. We share our faith and trust in Christ. We share our faith and trust for him to heal and intervene. In the same way that Jesus did, because greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. We have the same kingdom of God within us to share and pray for a release and for healing. That is his kingdom to bring him glory. That is what we're to seek. How are we to seek the kingdom of God? What does it mean to seek something? It means it's something that you think about, something that you plan for, and something that you work towards. This afternoon, before I came to More to the Life, I went and looked at a house. No big deal. Brand new carpet that went in on Friday. Some new painting that was still being finished on Friday. Wonderful new windows, double glazed windows out the back, and a wonderful new kitchen that hadn't been used ever until yesterday. And I wanted to go in to the bathroom and be the first to use the bathroom, but I couldn't. It was a new house. Josh and Katie, my son and daughter-in-law, moved into their house on Saturday. And it was wonderful to know that what they had planned to do and thought about for 3 years was finally here. And I've been thinking about that because they actually bought that block of land and there was all sorts of stories about why they weren't into their house 2 years ago and all sorts of traumas with lawyers and all sorts of things they went through, all the trials and tribulations of actually building a house, getting planning approval, working that out, sorting it out with the council, sorting out with the builder, sorting it out with the plumber and the electrician and all the sort of hassles they had. But they actually planned towards that, thought about it, planned it, and now they're there. Still don't have air conditioning connected and all sorts of other things, but they are there. That is how we are to seek the kingdom of God. In the same way, we are to have the kingdom of God in our minds all the time. Yesterday, I had the joy of going with a mate fishing. And all week, I've been thinking about going fishing. And I was checking on the web what the weather was going to be like. And then I was going to check what time we should go out because we wanted the tide to be the best and whether the barometer was going up or down. Depend on what sort of fish we wanted to be able to try and catch. I thought about that all week. And I'm thinking about another fishing trip in a few weeks when I'm going tuna fishing. It is something that is in my mind all of the time. I don't think about it all the time, but every now and again, oh yeah, I better check that or I better sort that out. We are to seek the kingdom of God in the same way. It's not something we just put on the back burner and think about occasionally. We actually need to think about it, plan about it, and strategize for it. And that is what Vision Sunday is about. It is putting forward our strategy for this church, about what the vision is and how we're going to achieve what God has put in the hearts of the leadership in this church. That's what having an understanding of it, and that is how we're to seek it. If you actually have thought about a building and what it's going to look like and what it's going to, you're going to see it, you'll actually work towards it. That wonderful film Avatar that is on at the moment, that was one person's thought processes for 20 years to think about that. He actually wrote the script in his own mind 20 years ago and believed that what he was able to see would come to fruition. And it took 20 years for the technology to catch up with what was in his mind. If you haven't seen it, it's wonderful. And you need to see it in 3D. It's very different to seeing it in 2D. So put those funny glasses on and watch it. But again, it was something that you planned and thought about and strategized towards. In the same way we are to seek the kingdom of God. That is how we're to seek the kingdom of God. It's something that is always on your mind. You're always on my mind. No, we won't go any Michael Bublé. But that's what it's to be like. Always there. Always near and here. Sorry, John. You want me to finish the song, do you, John? No. We are to seek first. Seek first the kingdom of God. What does that seeking first mean? It means it's to be the first priority in our hearts and minds. Not our own glory, but the glory of God. We can heal the sick, but it's to bring glory to God. We can release the captives because it's to bring glory to God. We can pray for someone for healing from their addiction, and that is to bring glory to God. We seek His kingdom first, which means it's our first priority, our prime concern, the one thing that consumes us. Now, my fishing trips consume me at times, but they aren't the first thing on my mind. The kingdom of God is always on my mind. The kingdom of God is always on my mind. And that's what it should be in our hearts, because Jesus said, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And the second part of that I wondered about too. Why are we to seek His righteousness? Because in Romans it says, that righteousness, that right standing with God is mine. I already possess it. I accept it by faith in Christ. So why am I to seek it? Why am I to seek His righteousness? I'll let you think about that for a moment. Because it actually says, it implies it's not something we achieve. We are to seek it, but we will never attain it. Because we get it by grace through Christ. We are to seek it because that sets the direction of our lives. That sets the agenda. That sets where we are to go. That sets our course. That sets the way we sail in our lives. This is where the direction we are taking. We are to seek His righteousness. The character of God is righteous, and we are to seek to be like Him. We will never achieve that on our own. We are not attainers, we are seekers. Because that is setting the direction of our lives. Romans explains that very clearly because it says, now you've been made righteous in Christ, it doesn't mean that you can go and do what you like. You can't live your life because Christ has forgiven you, so you don't have to worry about it. That's a really silly view to have. God has given you His righteousness to seek His righteousness. We are to live our lives to be people who do the right thing. Paul says it another way. You used to do this stuff, but now you do this other stuff. You used to be people who committed adultery, but now you don't. You used to be people who told lies, but now you don't. You used to be people who were dishonest, but now you are honest. We are to seek his righteousness. And that's why Christians stand up and are salt in the world. We are to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to us. Jesus says very clearly to us, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to us. In the same way, it's a bit like a journey. You set your agenda. You set where you're going. You set your direction. Do you think about every step all the time? If you're bushwalking in southwest of Tasmania, going from Port Davey on that wonderful track down to Cockle Creek, which might take you 5 days, 15 days, depending on how fast you walk, or how much you want to enjoy the scenery. Do you think about it every step of the way? No, you don't. And here in our lives, for some of us, as we've been on the journey for a long time, we often look back and say what God has done, but we are still on the journey and we're still seeking his righteousness. I was talking with someone about George Muscat yesterday. And we came to the conclusion that George has his energy because he seeks God's kingdom. He's a man who seeks God first. And that gives you energy to do the things that you need to do. If I could do half the things George does, I'd be pleased. But it gives you energy. It sets your direction and it keeps you going. Does it mean You have diligence, you know where you're going, you know what you're wanting to achieve, and you have zeal and pursuit and earnestness in it. Yesterday, when someone was awarded a gold medal at the Winter Olympics, what was her name? Tora Bright, that's right. I thought about her too. That was an achievement from when she was about 2. She sought that goal. Does she now give up that goal? She's achieved it. I'm sure she's thinking about the next Winter Olympics already, because that is setting her direction. She is diligent and earnest. And to read the fact that she had migraines after a very heavy fall 3 weeks ago, and they were not even thinking she'd compete yesterday. She sought first that goal and worked earnestly and diligently towards it. And she persevered. She stuck with it. As we seek the kingdom of God, we are to stick with it, to persevere, to put in the hard yards when it is hard, to not look back and just look over our shoulder and say, oh, well, that's okay. That's enough for me. We are to keep seeking his kingdom and his righteousness in the same sort of diligent way. Even though there may be difficulties and discouragements, even though there may be opposition and persecution, we are still to seek his kingdom. And it implies that we do it in a considered way. In a considered way. Just finally to think about how there are parallels for us about how people seek today. We should seek to feed the hidden person of the heart in the same way. We all need 4 things in our lives. We need food for our bodies. We need water. We need clothing or comfort. and we need to be loved. And in the same way, we seek those four things in the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is a kingdom of love. And he says, I love you in an unconditional way. I will change your circumstances because I love you. I will heal you because I love you. And in the same way, we seek food and we plan for that. We go buy our groceries. In the same way, we need to feed our spiritual side and seek his kingdom by what we think about and what we read and what's in our mind to feed the soul, the inner man. If you don't have a daily Bible reading planned, I can give you one later. If you're not reading the Bible regularly, you're not feeding the inner man. We need to have our spiritual garments in order. The same way we think about our clothes. I thought very carefully about this shirt that I'm wearing today. This wonderful shirt made of silk that I had made for me a few years ago in Thailand. And the great thing about it, that was about 7 years ago, and it still fits. Which is a good thing. We think about our clothing, where we're going. Last night I went to the theatre in the park to see Shakespeare in the park to watch Romeo and Juliet. I had to think about what clothes I was wearing, what shoes I would be wearing, what food I'd be taking. And in the same way, we need to seek our spiritual life in the same way. Plan and think about it, consider it. And finally, we are to seek the spiritual water, which is the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit in our lives, it's dry and barren. Jesus says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. We seek first his kingdom. If you want prayer for anything today, come ask George or I or any of the other team members here, and we'll pray for you. Because the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is near. We release the captives in the same way that Jesus did, because greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. We seek his righteousness because that sets the direction of our lives, and we seek it diligently, and we seek it consciously, because that is sets how we are to live. We live and bring glory to him, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and no one else's glory in all that we do, in all that we do. May you be blessed this afternoon and remember the words of Jesus. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. May we just close in prayer. Father, we thank you that your kingdom is here. Father, we thank you that you release the captives. You break chains in our hearts and in our minds. Father, that you are the God who loves us. You are the God who perseveres with us. You are the God that sets the direction in our lives. Father, may we bring glory to your kingdom in everything that we do this week. In Jesus' name, amen.